Tough talk from the president in a 60 Minutes interview on CBS.
We're going to get to the bottom of it, and there will be severe punishment.
And equally tough talk from lawmakers scoffing at Saudi Arabia's denial of responsibility for Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance.
Severe action needs to be taken, and I think the Congress will take it upon themselves to take that action.
Congressional support for U.S. backing of Saudi Arabia's air campaign over Yemen had been shaky even before the current furor.
It is a humanitarian disaster. So probably the most significant thing we should do is to end our involvement in the Saudi-led war in Yemen.
A major U.S. arms sale to Saudi Arabia could hang in the balance.
Right now, I cannot see that there are the votes to support that arms sale in Congress. Now, remember, it takes a motion of disapproval from Congress to stop an arms sale. Congress has never, in the history of the arms sale law, disapproved of an arms sale. This might be the first.
But President Trump is warning of economic consequences if the United States halts the sale to its biggest customer for weaponry.
Think of that, $110 billion, all they're going to do is give it to other countries, and I think that would be very foolish for our country.
What might the White House consider instead?
I don't want to get ahead of the president on this. Believe what the president says when he says we will take very tough action if the allegations of Saudi interference prove to be the case.
Saudi Arabia denies responsibility for the disappearance and presumed death of Khashoggi, a critic of the kingdom's powerful crown prince. State-owned television recently delivered a defiant message.
The kingdom affirms its total rejection of any threats and attempts to undermine it, whether through economic sanctions, political pressure, or repeating false accusations.
Last week, a bipartisan group of senators invoked a U.S. human rights law to force an investigation of Khashoggi's disappearance and U.S. sanctions if Saudi Arabia is found culpable. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.